Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, to all my Facebook friends and YouTube friends, and I believe it's the Blog Talk, Coffee Talk friends, and friends from even high school that listen to this, as well as friends, did I say YouTube? I think I did, but also friends from Blog TV and any other venues that are out there that we're destined to actually upload videos to or even audio. I just want to say God bless you. Welcome to WSCIRO on Blog Talk Radio, which stands for Seek the Kingdom. Well, that's WSCKRTV, Seek the Kingdom Internet Christian Television of Greater Boston. That's our internet television outreach. Boy, I am messing up, but you know what? God, he's still there. He still accepts me like he accepts you. But this is WSCIRO once again, Seek Christian Internet Radio Outreach of Greater Boston. And I'm Dr. Shirley Kenneth, General Manager. And in a couple minutes, we are going to have on Caitlin Nana. She appears from time to time. And she's part of my Facebook community, actually. She's got a lot of friends on Facebook that are into revival, and she's a revivalist. And I'll let her tell you a little bit more about herself and what she's planning, what the Lord is planning through her. And it's going to be great. But I don't know about you all, but I am ready for Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. It's so funny. We just had, you know, we just thank God got out of Halloween. I just actually closed my eyes and we were right into November, and my birthday was in November. I want to thank you for all my Facebook friends who acknowledged my birthday and who also supported a 1.0 cause to raise funds for battling extreme poverty and coming up with the retro viral drugs to combat AIDS and and also to provide nets for for the malaria infested areas in Africa. I think that was great. I think I actually raised like $135, and I didn't even know, you know, that's what I was doing. I mean, I invested myself, and then other people that had the same heart and mind also did, and I just think God for them, and Lord, just bless them and keep them and make your face shine upon them. And we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And bring them to everlasting peace. We're now almost entering to the season of Advent, but God has some things in store. And that's what we're going to talk about. What is it that the Lord has in store for his people on Christmas? Now, you know, a lot of times, many people within the last 10 years, maybe even 20, from time to time, you have, you know, the Grinches and the what's that other character from the Christmas Carol? And the Scrooges, and you have all these people, a lot of them are bah humbug Christmas, you know, because they only look at one side of the Christmas, the commercialism. But there's another side that people do not look into readily, and that's the spirit of giving. That's, you know, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit, given gratitude, love, peace, joy, all those wonderful things called glad tidings that people seem to multiply during this time of the year. And it seems like, you know, and a lot of people, you know, we're not doing it from a human heart, although, you know, it comes out of the human heart, but the human hearts that are transformed by the power of the Lord. And Christmas is a wonderful way to express the goodness of God and the love of God to Jesus. And it's just so awesome that the Lord seems to want to emphasize that. And one of the signs and wonders that he had shown me, and he moved through the elements, in October, it was, we had been enjoying in the New England area unseasonably warm weather, you know, within the, you know, 60s and 70s, 50s, 60s and 70s during the daytime. And it got a little nippy at night, but for the most part, unseasonably warm temperature. We're back at it again. But there was that time when the Patriots were playing in Foxborough. I think it was a couple of weeks after U2 performed at the Foxborough Stadium. And all of a sudden, I'm looking out, you know, and the rain turns to snow. And it wasn't just your normal wet snow situation happening. It was accumulated. And it's just reminding me of January. I'm thinking, wow, what? I'm like, we didn't even have Thanksgiving. We didn't, you know, I'm like, what season is this, Lord? I started to inquire about the Lord because the unusual weather that we were getting. And it was so funny. I mean, it seemed like Stoughton had gotten a lot of accumulation. And then you go to Boston the next day, they didn't get anything. So it was bizarre, and it was awesome at the same time. And I just begin to ask the Lord, you know, when he moves like that, because he created the heavens and he created the earth. Okay, he's the God of creation. He can do anything he wants to get our attention. So he was getting my attention, and I was asking him about this. Lord, what about the weather? Why did you allow the switch off? And he even confounded the wisdom of the meteorologist, because I don't want to say prophesy, but that's what weather casting is. It's like a kind of, you know, prophecy, you know, a way that, you know, meteorologists forecast the weather. They use all their, of course, the scientific equipment and everything, and maybe a little hunch, or maybe, you know, looking at Farmer's Almanac from time to time. But, you know, for the most part, you know, forecasters are another kind of prophet for the weather. So, you know, God's people can also prophesy weather. And so I asked the Lord about this, and he began to tell me that he's got, you know, he's going to do something really awesome during Christmas in God's people. And he's just, it's going to be something sovereign, things that have never been done before in you know, people, whether it be in gatherings of family, you know, in family, or even on the radio and different things like that. So shortly after, I inquired of this with the, you know, and had this little prayer conversation with the Lord. All of a sudden, I'm reading the Elijah's list, and I'm also getting, because I'm on Kim Kuhlman's mailing list, and Kim Kuhlman, you know, is also my professor, because I took prophetic perceptions, his first online series, and he tests you and everything, and he gives you a lecture. It's really awesome. And now I'm in the Revelation part, the second part, and you know, this prophetic motion of the weather, just, you know, change out of the clear blue, had a prophetic significance to it. And this is what we were taught how to what to watch out for. And I suggest that, you know, go on to Kim Clement School and sign on. I mean, he has lessons from the previous classes that he's taught, and we're right now about ready to come into the seventh class. We're actually headed towards the end of the seventh class. So, I mean, the beginning teaching. I mean, the end of the classes for Revelation. But I believe he's going to keep it on for 12 more weeks so that people can get a taste and get really deep into the classes, because it's so deep. The teachers are so deep, and it's based on Revelation and Scripture, too, and things like that. But I think I have Kate on right now, and I'm going to just click on hers. Hi, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. I see you came in caller one. I have 5 spots for callers, and there's a hand that, like, raises up like you're in a classroom, and then I click on next to it. This is for your for your information, because you have your radio show too, and then I click on that mic, and then it opens up the mic. But you know, I have Kate here, but before I go, you know, introduce you, Kate, I just want to finish what I was saying. So So, you know, so if people want to understand more about the prophetic motion and really how to get, you know, how to open up to that realm in the spirit where the Lord speaks to you, your innermost being, and in ways that you never had known before. Kim's classes are, will do what I just said. God just is really very powerful. He does some very powerful teachings through Kim, regarding what he's doing and, you know, and how, you know, he wants you to hear from him. And God has his own language, and basically that's what I'm learning right now. And I think it's something that we all understand, you know, in our identity, in our biblical identities, we're priest, prophet, and king. And so he teaches out of that. He really teaches how, you know, teaches the intricacies of, you know, priest, prophet, and king, and how that applies to everyday believers, you know. So feel free to go to KingKumet school. I think it's .com or .org. So I think, wait a minute, let me just have it. I have it minimized on my thing. It's KingKumetSchool.org. Okay, .org. Great. All right, well, we have our friend here, Kate. Kate, is your name now Fuego Eyes, or what's your full name now? What's the Holy Spirit telling you?
On
what's
Facebook?
Come on. Yeah, on Facebook.
Well, Fuego Eyes.
Kate Nana. But what, your Fuego Eyes Shulamite? Who are you on Facebook?
No, it's just Fuego Eyes Kate right now.
Oh, okay.
I like to change it up. It's fun to change up, so.
Yeah, it's nice because we go from glory to glory. Okay, this is going from glory to glory. This is knowledge of where God is having it right now as the name gets changed.
That's funny.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, tell the listening audience what your name and what you do, you know, because we have friends coming on by the second, it seems. So, you know, I know you've been on before, and you're in our school of ministry, and what we're going to do in our school of ministry, it's so awesome. Seek International Leadership School Christian Multimedia Ministry. Seems to be a long name, but it does a lot. You know, God's using that school to shape media missionaries. And Kate is a media missionary. She first, I first got a load of her on YouTube, and then when I was on Facebook, she was on Facebook. So anyway, tell the viewing audience what you do and, you know what God is like leading you to, and just in a couple minutes. Who are you?
I don't know.
You're a Shulamite maiden, right?
Yeah.
Well, tell everybody about what Shulamite means and why you chose Shulamite.
Yeah, the Shulamite bride in the Bible. She was the one who, you know, she was the one who waited for her beloved, and she just desperately searched after him. And I feel like we should all be Shulamites for Jesus, you know, just desperately searching after him, even in the wilderness. You know, you got to find your beloved and just desperately searching after him, you know, no matter where you're at in your life, no matter how hard life is, you should still be hungry to know him.
Yeah. who's your beloved and who's my beloved?
Jesus.
Right.
Best husband ever.
Yeah. Amen. And for those of you who want to know more about that, that romance, the divine romance, I would suggest to go to the book of Solomon, the Songs of Solomon, written by Solomon himself.
Mm.
It tells you, you know, it goes into great detail about that love relationship, you know, between, you know, the Lord our spouse and us as the maiden, the bride of Christ, you know. So it doesn't sound like that at the beginning, but, you know, if you read it in the Holy Ghost, this is what happens. This is what, you know, what the Lord imparts into your spirit, you know. So we just, thank you. So anyways, we're talking about Christmas and, you know, what the Lord is, you know, having it in store. And I began to talk about the surprise storm that we had that other towns didn't get. You know, this is the snow that ushered in the spirit what the Lord was going to do. And then I talked about how Kim Clement had gotten the same thing, and he goes into greater detail about how the Lord's going to move in families, and you know how there's going to be cancer and different things like that. So I was inviting everyone to go to his site. I also invited them to go to school, but it's Kim Clement's site is also Kim Clement .tv, and he has episodes from the Den. And get on his mailing list; he'll send you the notices of when he's going to be broadcast. And I think for because we're going through these changes in the world and the body of Christ, we really need to stick closest to what is the Holy Spirit saying to the church instead of us coming, you know, in there from our flesh and, you know, in the prophesying out of fear, you know, what we think is going to happen based on what we see with our physical eyes instead of our spiritual eyes. Do you have anything to say about that, Kate?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sleepy right now. No, but I was going to say that...
You're in a state of rest. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that I agree with what you're saying about Christmas. I really know that that's the spirit, because, like, the Lord, the last couple months, like, a lot of my friends have been going through, like, warfare right now, you know, and I, you know, I've gone in and out of warfare this year really intensely, and I felt like the Lord was saying that, you know, He's been saying this to me the last couple months, but 2010, like, as soon as January 1st came around, 2010 would be, like, a year of, like renewal and restoration and stuff for, you know, his body and stuff, and that's what I've been feeling in my spirit. So, you know, Christmas is right, what, like, 7 days before the 1st, so, you know, that's really awesome, because that's what's going to be going on, is there's just going to be a time of just restoration and healing and stuff, so... Yeah,
and it's gonna be big. It's even gonna be bigger than the Lakeland. It's gonna be like, you know, where people wouldn't even expect it. It's gonna, you know, God is gonna show up. I mean, you know, there's so much motion in the spirit. You know, about what the Lord is doing now. It's stirring, you know, in the groups and people, places, and groups where you know people are gathering, you know, for worship and you know and praying. But that's just a preliminary what the Lord is doing, what ready to do sovereignly on a bigger scale.
Definitely.
Even after that snow experience, like after I prayed with you last night, or talked to you last night, talking to you was like praying with you on the phone. and I was I was gone to sleep, and then I think I'm going into physical sleep and spiritual sleep, and I don't know how many hours I'm out. I don't even count, like, you know, it was outside of space and time. And I was waking up and I woke up into a dream vision, and it was like I was in this room where these people were, like, praying, and they looked like when a young girl had Down syndrome. She had that Down syndrome appearance, and she went over to this grown man, and, you know, the angel that was standing by me said, "This is her father," and everybody's, like, putting their hands over their face and crying, like, you know, like something powerful just happened, and she lays her hand on her father, and, you know, she's listening to the Spirit. And all of a sudden, you know, like this power was released, and everybody just started, like, getting zapped by the power of the Holy Spirit from this girl with Down syndrome. And and the Lord is saying, as it is with her, it so shall be. He is releasing a reservoir of glory, the glory of his love, right now in people with Down syndrome, especially, you know, because they carry a deposit of the glory, you know, even, you know, and it was hidden in their innermost being, and, you know, and their disability had overshadowed it, but he's breaking forth and breaking out and breaking through. Wow! Ah, shukara, bashan. People with Down syndrome, like the one saying that extra chromosome, you know, people think it's an extra chromosome. It's actually for... you know, the disability part of Down syndrome, but the Lord is saying the extra chromosome, it's his chromosome, it's DNA from heaven. Oh, it's DNA from heaven. That extra chromosome is not what you think, it's his it's his DNA from heaven. Oh, Jesus, that was just a revelation just now. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, we just ask right now, Lord, that you would just release this.
Yes,
you release and bless all these wonderful children that you have put upon the earth for such a time as this. And the Lord says, they carry the anointed, to set people free of autism. Thank you, Lord. They carry the, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Oh, wow. Oh, I just see in the spirit right now that stop praying for your kids. Stop praying for those that you perceive as weak because of disability, because the Lord's going to make them strong in their weakness. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you. I didn't even know how I was going to even do this broadcast, but the Lord's doing it. He's going before me, just by myself. Thank you, Lord. Crazy. I'm just crying for joy right now because I'm seeing this thing like a motion picture. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, just moving your people in the north and the south and the east and the west and Father, even confound even those who, you know, have these high degrees and these high, just confound the caretakers, confound everybody, Lord. Oh, people that think they're wise in their own estimation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when the state and the federal government cutting back and all the special needs, Lord, the Lord, you are raising a holy standard. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the best voice of the kingdom is being released for such a time as this. And also, not just in the special needs population, but also in young people. In general, in young people in this generation. And, oh, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Kate, tell the listening audience about what's been going on tonight. IHOP.
Oh, man. I still want to go out there. Yeah, guys, if you haven't heard yet, you need to check it out. There's a huge outbreak of the spirit going on. It was really cool because, like, you know, they've been going now for 10 years, and they've been, I think they started actually in November of 1999, so that's exactly like 10 years. And the Lord, this week, and forgive me if I'm wrong, but this is what I heard happen. I'm pretty sure this is what happened, that on Monday, like, apparently they had like a spontaneous, like, I think it was a spontaneous deliverance session or something. This is what I heard. I might not be correct, you know, about this part, but, you know, that there was like a spontaneous deliverance session, and then, like, from there, like, the spirit was being poured out. And then on 11/11, Wednesday, the Lord just, like, totally broke forth. And they've been going, like, I mean, they've always had 24/7 worship and stuff. But they're like the fire of God's hit that place. And they've been, like, going, like, you know, just so fire. And there's so much revival going on right now out there in Kansas City. And if you guys haven't checked it out, you need to check it out. There's a, it's like, I think it's ihopstream.com or something like that. There's, you can go to the IHOP website and they'll have a link to it. What?
I'm looking at my Facebook page right now. Somebody named Brett Hensel sent me this. IHOP.org/watch, WATCH.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, last night, I don't know if I talked to you, Kate, you had, you know, kind of like encouraged me to watch it. And it was so funny. I was like, really, I was going to get into the Kim Clement thing, and then I'm like, there was a no, IHOP. I'm like, Kim Clement, you know, I was going back and forth, so I went to the IHOP site, and the Lord won. And towards the end, you know, it's still going on, but they were moving from one building to the other. Somebody got on there, and they were healed of dyslexia. They could read the scriptures. They couldn't read, you know, it was like jumbled words to them, but they were healed of dyslexia. Did you see that?
Wow, that's awesome. No,
yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, that was like,
I saw them calling
cool.
out for, like, I was only watching, like, when they were calling out for, like revival to hit, like, Harvard and California,
yeah.
Georgia, which is nice because I live in Georgia, so.
In New England. Yeah,
New England. Yeah, it was funny. They picked out, like okay, I'm moving to California. You live in the Northeast. And then they were calling out for Georgia. So the three areas, you know, they were calling out.
Yeah,
they're calling. Yeah, and then they started calling out the IHOPs in Georgia that the fire of God would hit, which is cool because my dad and I are actually starting an IHOP. So we're like, yes, Lord, you know, and then they were calling out for Bethel.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, Lord, this is cool. So,
yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Even though we're Sikh, you know, we have a Sikh ministry, our building, our ministry is going to is in the building of Serve New England, because we also work with, you know, closely with Serve New England. So I'm thinking, wow, this is something else. Like, what does the Lord say? Is Serve, Seek, New England? I mean, it's like God, he just does these play on words kind of thing. And think about play on, you know, think about words. I'm on a Facebook application and Facebook page, I should say. It sounds so mechanical when I use the term application. But I'm on here, and, you know, I want to get back to the Christmas thing, because IHOP is going to also have the One Thing, and that's
one
what
thing.
You want to do.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to One Thing? Is that what you want to do? Or
No, I just, I don't think I'm going to go anymore, but I just wanted to go out there just for the revival. But they said that, like, if you're going out for One Thing, they think that it's going to kind of die down a little bit for a while, because people
I think it's going to increase,
Do you think it's going to increase? I don't know, because they were thinking that, like, people are going to come in, and they think it's going to increase after One Thing, but they think that the One Thing week is going to be kind of dead compared to what's happening right now. So
I think it's going to go beyond One Thing. I just get the sense. I just think that it's going to continue. And,
I feel the same thing that happened in – oh, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Same thing that happened, in Lakeland? Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the same spirit being poured out, you know, that fire and that revival spirit. And I just pray that they – you know, don't quench the spirit, which, you know, I prayed for Lakeland, too. I pray that nobody quenches the spirit when he starts to really move.
Amen.
So, you know, you got to be open to what he wants to do. So,
yeah.
It's going to be cool if it continues. Keep going. What?
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of God's surprises, and he's saying, like, now, you know, and, you know, in the Christmas season, things are going to continue to snowball. Snowball!
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But when I look at the puns, it's really funny. When it's more punny.
Okay.
But anyways, I'm looking at my I'm looking at my status column, you know, and it says, my first thing with Christmas, you know, like my first inspiration to write this on my status was Dr. Shirley says, wow, Christmas songs are being played on our local radio station, FM, before Thanksgiving. And I wrote, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, sound a lot like Christmas everywhere I go. And some people they got on there, and, you know, someone from New Hampshire was listening to it, too. So God is already working. Her name is Mary, and she says, I was listening to the same station today. Couldn't believe I was hearing Christmas songs before Thanksgiving. And she puts LOL, you know, like laugh out loud. And then, Dr. Bob Mangus, my my advisor from my counseling, my pastoral counseling program that I'm taking, he says, I can't wait until they start here in our part of Indiana. I'm ready, ready, ready. And then Vern Green from Canada writes, here in Canada, they seem to be ripping down the Halloween crap and putting up the Christmas decorations on November 1st. So I was like, yeah, God bless Canada.
Awesome.
And I think some other people are saying some similar things up here. But God is just like, he's just doing something, and everybody is like picking it. They're perceiving it in their prophetic gut, in their spirit. They're perceiving something.
Right.
Something's going on, you know. It's like, I just think that a lot of people are just like sick of the evil stuff. They're not tolerating it as much as they used to, and I think that people really yearning. They're really hungry for, you know, for something, you know, for
genuine
a manifestation of God, a real manifestation of the presence of the Lord in their life, you know? You know, it's just so awesome. God is so awesome. And, you know, it's like, I just love when he likes to tell you a little bit about what he's going to do, but then he reserves the best to last, you know? Like,
amen.
The best wine, right?
Yeah.
The best wine. I think that since the Lakeland Revival, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, feel free to, I don't think I'm wrong, but feel free to, share what your perceptions are, Kate, that, you know, it's like, you know, the Jewish tradition, a wedding is like 7 days, it's like a week long, and of course, a day is like 1,000 years to, you know, in the Lord, 1,000 years on the earth is like, it's a day to the Lord, you know. And the thing is, we entered into a time, you know, where the Lord wants to adorn his bride. And, you know, Lakeland was the beginning. Lakeland was the beginning of that wedding, right?
Amen.
And,
yeah.
You know, and we're still in that week. We're still in the week of the wedding where he's wooing his bride. He's calling his bride forward. He's adorning his bride. He's cleaning up his bride. That was all about healing, right? The Lakeland was all about
right.
healing. Yeah, and he just was just wanting to clean up his bride and heal his bride, and you know, especially the, you know, of all the bruises, coming out of the world, you know, through the persecution on every level, whether it be persecuted physically, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, or psychologically, you know. And I think we're coming. I can get a sense that we're coming to a greater time of intimacy in this new move, in this next move. The fire is being released, you know. So the deliverance. Before it's healing, now it's like deliverance now. We're getting to the core.
Amen.
You know, getting to the core of my bride's heart and need and things like that. And he's pouring out his love at the same time, you know. And can't do this without God's love. This is God's love doing this. And people that were bound with things that, you know, people have been believing for years, and they're going to become unbound. And it's because, you know, and people are saying, well, how come this didn't happen for me at the Lakeland Revival? Because God was still dealing with your heart, you know, and he was still like, you know, it was a process, for some it was sovereign, but now it's like now in this next phase it's happening. You know, he's the groundwork has been laid in the spirit, you know, for the Lord to, you know, go forward and move in those areas where man couldn't move, just so he can be glorified and show everybody he's God. You know, may not even be healing services. You don't have to go to healing services. God is going to sovereignly show up where you
right.
live. With, you know, and there are, you know, some places where the heavens have to be open. So, you know, they will have gatherings for that purpose. But that's for the purpose of heavens being open, you know. So we just thank you, so we can just send forth the spirit and power and in glory, you know. This is amazing what the Lord's going to do, you know. And he's already begun to move, like Kim Clement had said. He's beginning to move in the medical profession where they couldn't find cures for different forms of cancers and different things like that. You know, he's even prophesied that there's going to be a cure for AIDS. And it's already something's coming out of England with that, you know. It's just like, wow, all these things that were lying dormant, you know, like for potential healing, the Lord was going to use the earth to bring forth the remedies, you know. So God is just so awesome. And you know what, we are headed towards the end of this, because I just want to just leave in a glorious note, you know, sailing to the sunset of glory. On the open seas, I can see this right now, and you know, I just want to just keep this, you know, keep you encouraged, and you know, focused as to what God's going to do. There's not going to be depression in Christmas. God is going to take the depression out of Christmas and the oppression out of Christmas, and He is going to put His love in that place. We just thank You in that place in your heart. So, Lord, we just thank You for doing this right now, in Jesus' name, for going out, you know, and to and fro, and it's going to Your people and touching their hearts and minds and body, soul, spirit, will, and emotion. Thank You, Lord. Kate, would you please pray a blessing for the young people? Thank You, Jesus.
Yeah, Lord, I just ask, Lord, that anyone, Lord, that You just would touch them, Lord. It's people my age, Lord, the people that are, you know, from the ages of 18 to 30, Lord, I just ask that there'd be increased hunger, increased desperation, Lord, for You, and that people, Lord, that they would just get hungry for You, not the things of the world, Lord, but for the things of You, Lord. I just ask for an continual glory to be poured out on them, Lord, and that they would know You for who You are, Lord, and not for what religions made You be, Lord, but for the relationship You want to show them, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Amen.
Thank You, Lord. So, you know, we're at the end, but the end, like I say, all these broadcasts is actually a continuation of what God is doing, in my life, your life, and the guests that we have, and Kate's life, and, you know, we just wanted to you know, be open and clear vessels for his glory. So we just thank you, Lord. And I want everybody to join me on Farmville. I got to put a plug in the Farmville. You know what's so funny? I was chopping last night, you know, getting a few things for the house. And just before I pick up Jeff. And I'm in Shaw's supermarket. I don't know if you have Shaw's there. I think these guys have Piggly Wiggly, which is like a...
Piggly Wiggly.
I started laughing. When I first went down south, a couple of times I would visit Virginia, I would always like, I just every time I drove past Piggly Wiggly, I just started laughing. I'm like, that is such a funny name for a supermarket. But,
I've heard people say they want to call their kids Piggly and Wiggly, and I'm like, that would be special.
It was just like our supermarket up here, so... You know, we had the Shaw's, and you guys got Piggly Wiggly. Anyway, I was expecting to see a whole bunch of pigs in there. I'm like, no, I guess it's just, you know, they have the same kind of stuff we have up down, you know, up north. But anyways, what did I ever get into that for? What was I saying?
Farmville.
Oh, yeah, Farmville. So I'm in Shaw's shopping, and I'm at the checkout counter, and you know, we have some friendly cashiers there, especially about half an hour before the store closes because they're happy to go home. And everybody's, like, talking about, like, Facebook. And he said, what, you know, you got to make me a friend. They were talking from one cashier to the next. You got to make me a friend, you know, on your farm and on Facebook. And I had to ask the question. He said, you guys wouldn't be talking about Farmville, would you? They're like, oh, my God. He said, are you a Farmville? He said, yes. He said, a lot of people are in Farmville. They said, I like that game. It was so funny. You know, it teaches you about the process of farming. And if you're a Christian, it even goes beyond that. You know, the Lord is a farmer. And, you know, I noticed that when I farm and everything, and, you know, it gets expanded and the crops, you know, are produced and we yield a harvest, it seems like God, he does that in my life. He multiplies things in my life. And then when you help out your friends by going to their farm and helping clean off their farm or fertilize their farm, you know, you get points and everything, but it's like it does something in your inner man. It's like it's perfecting character. It's building you up because you stepped outside of yourself. There's something to this Farmville that's also spiritual, you know. I mean, it's virtual, but, you know, the ones using the virtual games like this, you know, I wouldn't, there are other games I wouldn't even, you know, give the time of day to. But Farmville is wonderful. Kate, you're going to have to become a friend on Farmville.
That's okay. Well, we'll just stay friends otherwise. I don't need Farmville.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Farmville, you know, it's a measurement of what God is doing. I don't know. It's a prophetic, it's one of those prophetic
action.
You know, prophetic reaction. Yeah, okay. Prophetic actions in Farmville. But anyway, so I'm serious because God is doing something. I don't know if it's just me, but well,
yes,
I do have other friends on this. I didn't want to do Farmville at one point because I'm thinking, I'm like, who has time to play this game Farmville? You know, but there's just so much component to it, and then you know, it even helps you with your processing of stuff, you know, of information. It goes beyond what it really is supposed to. That, you know, it goes beyond just it being a game. It's amazing. There's a plowing, you know, there's but I know you fertilize it. And you can build with the farm. I have windmills on there and everything. And at first when I started Farmville, why am I even talking to this? I started Farmville at the game, and I was like always like not going back on time for the crop, so there would be crop failure, you know.
Aww,
and everything would be dead. I know. But, you know, but then I got there's something that clicks in the head there, and then I started, like, enjoying the game and you know, staying on top of the work. And I noticed that in my everyday life, even, you know, what I put my hands to, I was, like, doing things, like, with greater thought and clarity. Like, God is doing something. So, I, you know, if people need
some
kind of exercise, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm like. You know, he gives you a clearer focus, and so you can carry that to reality. But anyway,
okay.
But Jesus was a farmer, right? You know, that whole thing about, I thought it was over with the show, but I just want to read this part of scripture. Hold on for one second.
Oh, my gosh.
light on. But I was reading a part of scripture. Well, it's just funny. I just like God just gave me scripture. Thank you, Jesus. I was reading a part of scripture, you know, in Matthew, before I decided to do Farmville. I wasn't even going to go this way. I got to go this way. And the Lord brought me to that place where, you know, he gives an analogy of the farm, you know, about the condition of our hearts and things like that. And I think that was really a motivating factor why I decided, you know, that I was going to give Farmville a chance, you know. Because the Lord was telling me, I want you to play. The Lord was telling me, I want you to play Farmville. I'm not kidding. You know, he is. and the funny thing about it, I was, you know, in reality, I was going to a physical prayer group in, you know, in the church setting, and the deacon there was talking about pruning grapes and how they grow and everything, and how you need to yield, you know, if you want a lot of grapes and everything, how you need to, you know, what you need to do in order to yield a big harvest. This is the time where everybody's talking about. We're in a time where we have to, you know, yield and, you know, produce and sow seed so we can, when the harvest comes, we reap a big harvest. And Matt Sorgo was talking about that. You know, Bob Jones was talking about that and things like that. So that's how the Lord, I started Farmville in the summertime when these prophetic words were coming out too. So I was just applying it like a prophetic action, like you said earlier, Kate, to now. But where is that? I'm looking right now in Matthew. I think it's in Matthew something. About the soil, the soil of the heart.
So
where is that?
Like the sowing and reaping.
Yeah, where's that?
Dude, that's exactly what our pastor talked about today.
Isn't that something? I think it's way off.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Think it's Matthew 13, I think.
Matthew 13. See how this is coming around?
Okay.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 13? Matthew 13.
Matthew 14. 13 or 15, but I'm pretty sure it's 13.
Okay. Is it clean or unclean? Let's see. Here we go. The parable of the sower. Okay. Do you have your scripture there?
No, my Bible's upstairs.
Okay.
I can go get it, though, if you want.
Okay. I'm going to start reading it. Yeah,
okay.
I'm just going to start reading it while everybody is listening to us. the parable of sower. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, and that's God's language, everybody. It's God's metaphorical language. And Jesus he spoke in that language. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. In Farmville, sometimes when, you know, like, you know, the way the game is set up, you have, when you go to your friend's farm, and you click on go to your friend's farm, you go there, and, you know, they come up, you know, the little blip comes up and says, help me with getting these crows off my farm and the weeds and everything, and it's so biblical. But it says right here, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seeds fell on good soil where it produced a crop, 100, a 60, wait a minute, 100,
160 or 30.
Yeah, 30 times what was sown. He who has ears, let him hear. Now, the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak to the people in parables? He replied, the knowledge of the secret of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become callous. So that's why we really have to always go before the Lord with a humble and contrite heart and ask him to heal our hearts. And don't take offense to the things of what's going on in this world, because we're not of it. So we constantly have to ask the Lord to heal our hearts and heal our brothers and sisters' hearts and ask for, you know, peace and forgiveness so that we can be attentive to what the Spirit is saying, so we can hear, you know, and listen and be taught of the Holy Spirit. Something you want to say, Kate?
No. I was just thinking,
okay.
Yeah, you're preaching the exact same thing my pastor did today. It's kind of weird.
Oh. God is awesome. Isn't he wonderful?
Uh-huh.
He's so awesome. Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes on to say again, for I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen, then, to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, okay, they don't ask for understanding, the evil one will come and snatch away what was sown in his heart from that little revelation that they had. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who receives the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. So that's what happens a lot when the glory is being revealed. We get that joy, but, you know, it needs to lead us to something. The joy becomes our strength, but we need to inquire of the Lord more, you know. It says, when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who receives the seed that fell among the thorns is a man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, you know. So it chokes, you know, the concerns and opinions of others instead of what God is saying or doing. And you start looking to the left or the right, and it just worries people. And it could choke the promise that God's given to us, you know, and things like that. And we got to stay in that process of farming, so, you know, of sowing the seed and tilling the soil of our hearts with the Holy Spirit. We got to stay in that process, folks. So the one who receives the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who receives the seed and fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop yielded 160 or 30 times what was sown. So there is, like, and then the other scriptures, I'm not going to go into them, but, you know, there's the next group of scriptures is the parable of the weeds and the parable of the mustard seed and the yeast. So apparently farming is very important to the Lord. I know that she was familiar, and all of a sudden you had an experience in church today. You were discerning and this was being read. And so apparently the Lord wanted you to hear what His Spirit was saying through these scriptures.
Apparently. But it doesn't have to do with Farmtown or Farmville, or whatever it's called.
And the Farmtown. Farmtown is different than Farmville. I'm not into the Farmtown thing, but...
Wait, two different ones?
Yeah, oh, there's two different ones. Yeah, the farm, I think more of the Farmtown is more like elementary, but this is for, like, a lot of adults like to play the Farmville. And the name of my farm is Harvest Acres.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Special.
So, anyway... Yeah, well, I know that at one point, you know, maybe the Holy Spirit will lead you. Yeah, I know that you are always led by the Lord, Kate, and that's what is so special about you. You just exuberate the Lord, and you want to do His will, and you're just, like, so hungry for His presence and, you know, and to be intimate with Him. And so I know that there are many more young people like you, you know, and God has called, you know, your generation for such a time as this to go forth and be ambassadors of the kingdom. Well, I just ask for a special prayer, a blessing upon Kate right now. She was only going to stay on for 10 minutes, but you apprehended her. And we thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. And we ask that you just refresh, change, and you would renew her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. And Lord, that you would just fill her with your glory in Jesus' holy name. We pray this in Jesus' name and in his love, in the love of the Father. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Wow, Kay, it was wonderful doing the show with you.
All right. Well,
I really believe that we're at the end, you know, because I think
God,
he wanted to get into this farm thing. And now we are going to go, finally, with the blessing of Almighty God. And we'll see you in the next edition of Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, okay. Love you guys. Okay.
Right.
Love you, Shirley. Hey.
Love you too. Bye-bye.